Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brachas Daf Memvov in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting Daf Memhei Amud Beis, four lines on the bottom, the two dots. Says the Gemara, "V'Yitzchak Bar Nachman Yosher Rishu Ben Levi Yom Kippur Yushechal Diyot B'Shabbes." When Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, Alo B'She'ein Ni'ilu B'Shabbes. Even though on a regular Shabbos you don't have an ilu. Maskil shel Shabbos b'ni'ilo. You'll still mention Shabbos when you daven ni'ilo of Yom Kippur. You'll mention that Shem Shabbos. This has to do with the Gemara in the Bavli and Masechet Shabbos that says this is a day that has four davenings, meaning you have Shachris, Mincha, Maariv, and ni'ilo. And that this day of Shabbos you have also ni'ilo, so you mention Shabbos in ni'ilo. Yoimu she'ischaya be'ar b'tfilis. Says the Gemara that we have one on top. Usfun alei, they added to it Rosh Chodesh Shechalet B'Tanis Tzibur. As we learn in Maseches Tainis, they used to establish Tanesim in the Tzibur, and they used to do a series of three Tanesim. If they already established it, and then they fell, and they realized that the one of the Tanesim falls on Rosh Chodesh, they will have a Tanis Tzibur on Rosh Chodesh. So if you have a day which is Rosh Chodesh and Tainis, so how about Shein Ne'ilah be Rosh Chodesh? Even though there's no Ne'ilah in a regular Rosh Chodesh, those Taneis Tzibur that we had in Maseches Tainis, they did have a Ne'ilah. So they were Maskel Shel Rosh Chodesh B'Ne'ilah. He will mention Rosh Chodesh in Tefillas Ne'ilah the same way you mentioned Shabbos in Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur. Rav Simon Mishael Mishum Levi says Shabbos Shechal Yoyis B'Chanukah, we just had. If Shabbos falls on Chanukah, how about Shein Musaf B'Chanukah? Regular Chanukah, you don't have Musaf. Maskil shel Chanukah b'Musaf. You'll still mention Al Hanisim in Musaf. Ois v'Nalei, they added to it, Rosh Chodesh shechal yoyis b'Chanukah. What about a regular Rosh Chodesh to fill on Chanukah? You have not Shabbos, you have Rosh Chodesh. Avo b'Shein Musaf b'Chanukah, even though there's no Musaf in a regular Chanukah. Maskil shel Chanukah b'Musaf, you do mention Chanukah b'Musaf. Again, all these memories are the same idea. That once this day does have an additional davenings, you mention all the associate events that belong to this day. So the more Rosh Chodesh Shechal Diyos B'Tainis, when you do have Rosh Chodesh on Tainis, we said before, Hiach Maskiru Shel, we're going to use here the gears so the Reb Chaim brings, Hiach Maskiru Shel Tainis B'Musaf. Where will he mention the Tainis doing Musaf of Rosh Chodesh? Needs to mention Tainis. Where exactly will he mention it? As the Mefarshim bring over here, it's a big Machlekes Rishonim, Machlekes the Rosh and the Rashbo. What is exactly the explanation in our Gemara? We're using here the Shita of the Rosh. So the Gemara is talking about Musaf, and the Shaila is, where do you mention Tainis and Musaf? Says the Gemara of Zehira Omar Behoidoyo. You'll mention it in Moedim. Rav Abba Bamemel Omar Beavoido. You'll mention it in Ritzei. Rav Avino Amar Omer Brocha Revis. You say a fourth Brocha. Says the Rosh, it's a mistake. You have to say, says a fifth Brocha. Brocha Chamishis. What does it mean? It means you say the regular Tefillas Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, which has Ovois, V'chayim Esim, Ata Kodesh. Then you say Rosh Chodeshim, the Brocha of Rosh Chodesh. And then you mention Tainis. It will be a special Brocha on its own, which comes as the fifth Brocha of Shmoneh Esrei. Amav Abu, Mama Tzin Bukhol Mokom, Oimir Brocha Revis, Afghan Oimir Brocha Revis. So, different ways to understand this sentence. The way the Haredim explains it is that every time Rosh Chodesh, the Brocha of Rosh Chodesh is the fourth Brocha. So, we kept it as the fourth Brocha and put the Tainis as the fifth Brocha. Others, Reb Chaim brings over here, the Revis means Lavdaka, means always that we have here a separate Brocha for Tainis. So we're not going to include it in Moedim or Ritzeh. We'll have a separate bracha for that. We talk here about the Shliach Tzibur. V'chen afach uvdo ke'ado de'Rav Abba. There was really a mindset that we went like Rav Abba. The Haredim here discusses which Rav Abba. Because we had Rav Abba say to do it in Avoido. Meaning to do it in Ritzeh. And then we had Ravina saying to say a fourth bracha. And Rav Abba came to explain what he means. So which Rav Abba are we talking about? It says it makes sense. We're talking about the original Rav Abba. That's his main shito. To say it in Avoido, that's what the halacha is when it happens, that you say it in Ritzeh. Says the Gemara, B'mekoyim, what's the Kriya Satoira that you have on a Tainis that falls in Rosh Chodesh? V'yisomah koyim brochas v'klolos. You read the Kriya Satoira of Tainis, which they do brochas v'klolos of the Toira. Omer le'amano, begimu da'atun be'tainis? Meaning the reason you want to read Dafka Brocha so close is to remind everybody it's still a tainus. Don't think it's not a tainus. So that people know. Revin al-me'oyun velo yadin di taniso. Revin al-me'oyun means they're sitting on their stomach, which really refers to they do nefila sapayim. They do nefila sapayim only in a tainus. So of course they know it's a tainus. What does it mean they're doing nefila sapayim only in a tainus? Reb Chaim says mean they used to do nefila sapayim only in a tainus and not any other day. The Haredim says that they never did nefila sapayim on Rosh Chodesh except when it was a tainus. So they know that this is not a regular Rosh Chodesh. They know this is a tainus. So why do you need to have the Kriyas HaTorah brachas aklos? Says the Gemara in Amud Beis, Omer Leilor Diachos Shekoyim brachas aklos. They're not doing brachas aklos for a different reason. They're doing brachas aklos to be me'oyer people to do tshuva, part of the process of a tainus. It's lishmo. It's not for another purpose. Says the Gemara of Yudon, Kapoit Kiyo Omar Kami Rabbi Yosi B'Shem Rabbi Yudim Ben Pazi. So Yudin said the name of Yudin, Koyrim B'Rosh Chodesh. The Kriyas HaTorah is the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh. Kol Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudim Ben Pazi Omar Le'ad Shavon Ma'avucha Adon Milso. So Rabbi Yosi meets Rabbi Yudin and says, did you hear from your father this idea that you read Rosh Chodesh and Tainis? Omar Le'abba Lo'yov Amarkein Ela Be'ein Tav. The only place that he said to read Rosh Chodesh was in a city called Ein Tav. Because they know it's Rosh Chodesh, so that's the way they read Rosh Chodesh. Hashar kol mekoyim is koyim brachas aklos. But other places you read brachas aklos. What does it mean that they know there it's Rosh Chodesh? So most of the first of Yehuda Daf explain that it means in Ein Tav they many times did kiddush haChodesh over there, so they're very involved in the Chodesh. That's why they read the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh. But a regular place, you focus on what needs to be the main Kriyas HaTorah, which is Brachas HaKlolos. Says the Gemara, Yirmiyo Safro, Yirmiyo the Sefer, Shol L'Rav Yirmiyo, yes, Rav Yirmiyo, Rosh Chodesh Chal B'Shabbos B'Meh Koyrim. When Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, what is Kriyas HaTorah? Omer Le Koyrim B'Rosh Chodesh. The Kriyas HaTorah is not going to be the regular Parsha, as we do. It's going to be the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh, that you will read the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh and divide that into seven aliyahs. Omar of Chamu Kamir of Ami, Umastiso Amakin. The Mishnah said it, because the Mishnah says, Lakoil Nafsikim, meaning you have the Seder of the Parshas that you read every week on Shabbos. You have to stop for the following things. L'Roshech HaDoshim, Rosh Chodesh, L'Chanukah U'Lepurim, stop for Chanukah, stop for Purim, and the regular Kriyas HaTorah that you have, you change it when a special day has come. The more you understand, it means even on Shabbos, you stop the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos and you read Rosh Chodesh instead. Yitzchak Sechoyer Shol Rav Yitzchok, Rosh Chodesh Chal B'Chanukah B'Meh Koyrim. When you have Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, what do you do? What is the Kriyas HaTorah? Omer Koyrim Shloisha B'Rosh Chodesh V'Echad B'Chanukah. The first three aliyahs is Rosh Chodesh, the fourth one is Chanukah, that is our minhag. Rav Pinchas Rav Simon Rav Abba Bar Zimno Matu B'Shem Rav Dimo Dimin Chayfa, they said in the name of Dimo B'Chayfa, Koyrim Shloisha B'Chanukah, you read three aliyahs from Chanukah, V'Echad B'Rosh Chodesh, and the fourth one is Rosh Chodesh, to tell you that the only reason I have a fourth aliyah is because of Rosh Chodesh. Chanukah, you have three aliyahs, not four. So that who has the extra aliyah? Rosh Chodesh has the extra aliyah. And this machlek is we found also in the Bavli in Maseches Megillah. Says more about Shalmi Asafro, Sholer Ramona. You wanted to prove to him which Kriyas HaTorah do you do when Rosh Chodesh falls on Chanukah. So he told him, Hagat Zvicho, think to yourself. Shechal Rosh Chodesh Shechal called Yoyz B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, we just learned a few lines ago. The Lo Shiva Inan Koyrim. What's the seven aliyahs that you read? The seven aliyahs, according to the Yerushalmi, is Rosh Chodesh. So you read the main Kriyas HaTorah as Rosh Chodesh. Yislach Lameimah Shleibo Revi Ela Machmas Rosh Chodesh. So you'll tell me that if it falls on a weekday, so then you'll read the three aliyahs of Chanukah and only the fourth one of Rosh Chodesh. When it falls on Shabbos, the entire Kriyas HaTorah is Rosh Chodesh. That means the main Kriyas HaTorah is Rosh Chodesh. That should be also the same din when it falls on a weekday. So he told him, She'iltinu l'safra. I asked this question to all the Chachamim. Omer lei ve'ado she'ilto d'safra. This is really a very good question to ask the Soifrim. Meaning this seems to be a very strong proof that the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah should be Rosh Chodesh and only the fourth aliyah should be for Chanukah. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Memvav.